That's some lovely music by the Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky from Pictures at an Exhibition. And it leads us into a conversation with my special guest, Nicole Gamble, who's the president of the Bruce Peninsula Society of Artists. Welcome. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you, Bill. It's nice to meet you, too.
We want to know a little bit more about what we call BPSA, nonprofit. You got about 100 members, and what do you all do?
So we get together once a month on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and we do a variety. Sometimes we do workshops. Sometimes one of our members will give a workshop and teach us their art form. Sometimes we bring other people in, but we really are a group of artists that not all of us, are schooled artists. You know, lots of us came into art later in life. So we are a very broad group, a very welcoming group for sure.
And what kinds of artists? Pretty much anything you can think of?
Oh, we have glass artists. We have myself, I'm a potter. We have lots of people that do watercolors, oils. I would say we represent a very wide variety.
Sculptors?
Yep, sculptors. We last month, one of our members, Tamara Reach, gave us a Paverpool workshop. And Paverpool is a fabric hardener. And so you sculpt with fabric, and then the Paverpool hardens it. And so you can make outdoor sculptures. It was very interesting.
I'm not an artist. The only thing I can draw is my breath. But I can't imagine any artist not being inspired by Southern Georgian Bay and the Bruce Peninsula, the natural beauty of it all.
For sure. I mean, that's, I think, why a lot of us end up living there, right? I have been full-time on the peninsula since 2012, and prior to that had a cottage. But definitely the draw of the nature, you can't help but be inspired.
You have some special events coming up, and one of them is this weekend,
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my goodness. Time flies. May 20th, the Co-op Gallery. And tell us about the gallery and the event.
So the Co-op Gallery, it was started in 1997, actually the same year that the BPSA was formed. And it's a cooperative gallery, so all of the artists that are members take part in doing all the work and working the shifts. And so currently we are in the old schoolhouse building at the Ferndale Corners. And so it's a beautiful little building. And so this weekend we open for the season. So Saturday we're open for business, and Sunday is our opening reception from 2 until 4. And most of the artists will be there, so you actually get to meet the artists and have some goodies.
And is the gallery open throughout the summer?
So May, June, we're only open on weekends and holiday Mondays. July and August, we're open 7 days a week. And then we're open through until Thanksgiving weekend. But again, in September and October, we're just open on weekends.
Now, we have listeners all over Ontario, from our Cobourg station, from our Toronto station. So most people know how to get to Owen Sound. How do they get from there to Ferndale?
Just head straight up Highway 6, and we're halfway between Wyarton and Tobermory. Ferndale Corners, you can't really miss it.
Yeah, I would guess so. Now, something else that's coming up later in the year, in August, is the 51st Annual Art Show. What's that all about?
Yes, so 51 years ago, last year was our big 50th anniversary celebration. An artist from Stokes Bay by the name of Vince Elliott started the art show. And so it is a place for Gray and Bruce artists to show their work. We typically have around 90 artists show their work. Now, usually the show is held at the Bruce Peninsula District School in Lion's Head. However, due to renovations happening at the school this year, we've had to change locations. And so we'll be at the Lion's Head Community Center and Arena. So still in Lion's Head, still our same great show. And that is Friday, August 3rd through to Monday, August 6th. Mm-hmm. And Friday night from 7 till 9 is the Meet the Artist reception. So it's another great time to actually be able to come out and meet the artists.
And there's free admission, but all this artwork is for sale.
Yes.
And you do take a commission, and you put that to really good use.
Yes. So that commission goes towards student bursaries. And so we look for students that are graduating from grade 12 in the Gray Bruce counties and going on to study art in their post-secondary education. And so we generally, I think last year we provided 7 bursaries. And then what's really exciting is that those students come back after their first year away at university or college studying art and show at the art show. So we can see what they've learned and see how they've grown as artists.
So we told people how to get to Ferndale from Owen Sound. Lion's Head?
So get to Ferndale, and at the art gallery, there's a big sign right out front. You're going to make a right, and that gets you into Lion's Head. You'll hit the LCBO, and it's actually, because it's at the arena this year, it's you turn left just before the LCBO, and but there'll be lots of signs. You'll find it.
And there's a website that we're going to send people to that they can get all this information about, and then make inquiries if they need more information. Bruce Peninsula Art, all strung together, .ca. Bruce Peninsula Art. .ca. My special guest, Nicole Gamble, president of the Bruce Peninsula Society of Artists. Thank you for coming in to see us today in Collingwood here.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
And come back when you got something else to talk about.
Sounds good.
You're always welcome. Let's hear some more arts music. This is one of the three Botticelli pictures, some musical interpretations of the marvelous artwork of Sandro Botticelli. And the music is written by Ottorino Respighi.